Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we pay special tribute to those who have figured out a way to make barbecue a part of our corporate and company lifestyles. We talk with Stephen Kershisnik, owner of Dapple Barbecue. Tells the story about how he acquired a piece of the Dakota Access Pipeline, converted it into a smoker, and is now open for business. Plus, Josh Franklin and Nathan Burgess are cooking on behalf of their companies for a community cause. And we get some great tips on how to smoke meat and tame the temperature. Plus, Kelly Braun, director for Make-A-Wish, he explains how out in the Bakken, the oil companies have come together to put on a Bakken barbecue, and the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish North Dakota. So the oil industry is granting wishes for people and kids all over North Dakota. And in just a moment, Jesse Johnson, cooking for KLJ, is going to tell us how to do a whole hog. Because it's Labor Day weekend and we want to kick back and relax with all of you. So folks, get ready for the next 60 minutes. It's barbecue talk here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. As we continue our Labor Day special, Salute to the Barbecue Industry, we talk with Jesse Johnson, who's cooking for KLJ.
What I see, I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm safe swimming out to sea.
Name and company.
I'm Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
And what is it you guys are cooking today? I obviously know the answer, but...
Yeah, we came down to the barbecue today. We figured we'd go down and get a pig from Larry's down at Mott and spin a pig out here and have some fun.
So this whole hog, it came from Mott, North Dakota?
Yep, came from Larry's shop down there in Mott, North Dakota. We struggled to try to find something last minute. They pulled through, so we brought it down here and cooked it up.
Have you ever done a whole hog before?
Oh, yeah, we've done multiple. We do it every year up at... Lake Skokowea for Van Hook Arms. So,
walk us through the process here, because this, you know, this has got the ribs, this has got the brisket, this has got the pulled pork, this has got pretty much, this has got the pig's ear.
Right, we got everything on this thing. Basically, what we do is we take it the night before and we'll do a marinade with it, do all the injections, put it on ice, and then right away in the morning we'll start it up and start it spinning, lock it down, and. Probably spins for 6 to 8 hours depending on the weight and the heat. We try to start slow, let smoke take into it, And basically when you're done, you take out all the parts, put it in different types of barbecue sauces. Some people like it regular, some people like it just with a sweet barbecue sauce. We also do a South Carolina sauce too for all types of people. So
South Carolina, would that be a little more vinegary?
Yeah, a little vinegary. Got your peppers, got your sweets in there too. So
what is it, all pulled pork, or do you get a brisket out of there? Do you get the pig's heart out of there? Do you get the snout?
No, we it's all gutted out before we do all that stuff. But we do keep the loins for special cuts for people who we like out here. Other than that, a lot of it just goes to pulled pork. And I know we also throw some of the pork into the beans that we make. And get some of that nice little pork freshness out of the beans.
So without giving away any trade secrets, a time and temperature on this thing. I know you mentioned that, but like a temperature, and then some of the other, you know, whether there's an injection or a rub or just some of the recipes, I guess.
Well, what we do is we inject it with a garlic butter type sauce, and then we'll also do some vinegary apple juice that we inject it with. We started off slow, about 180, 200 degrees, so the pig will take in the smoke, and we ramp it up, eventually hitting about 300 degrees toward the end. As soon as that meat hits close to 180, 190, and 200 degrees, when we take it out, and we start pulling it apart.
Any tips or any tricks that you might have for a young or old aspiring pit masters?
Well, I tell you what, pig is good on its own. You know, you really don't have to do much to look good to make a pig good, but... it's always good to, you know, a lot of times we take the heads off and we'll skin it. This one came with a head on. We decide, you know, the pig fit, so let's keep the head on and add that little pig factor to it. So
what's more important in your opinion, time or temperature?
Both. Definitely time. Time is of the essence when you're doing it. And if you don't get it pulled off, you know, soon enough it's going to be, you know, not done. And if you get it pulled off enough, it's sometimes you get too dry. So,
all right, one more time, your name and company.
Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jesse Johnson or to listen to other Labor Day barbecue specials, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. As we continue our special Labor Day barbecue special, we talk with Stephen Kershisnik, owner of Dapple Barbecue. Stephen Kershisnik, all right. Barbecue enthusiast, also works in the oil industry as well. And we've got a very interesting story for you here today. Last week, when I was at the Bakken Barbecue, ran into one of the barbecue teams that had a very interesting smoker. And we've got Stephen on the line to tell us a little bit more about that smoker. And kind of the very short like headline of this is that this smoker was made out of a piece of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Stephen, talk to me a little bit about this smoker and how you guys came to obtain a piece of the pipeline.
Well, my father and I kind of always thought it'd be a cool idea to take one of our old propane tanks and modify it into a custom portable smoker. And the pipeline was coming through, and I kind of sat down and I drew up the prints for the smoker and everything, and I had one of my friends, who's a better welder than I am, I gave him the plans, and he built the trailer and put the smoke box or the firebox onto the propane tank, and we cut everything out. And I figured with all the commotion and protesting going on with the pipeline, and I figured Dapple Barbecue would be a fitting name for it.
And that's what you named this smoker, is that right, Dapple Barbecue?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is it more than a conversation piece, I guess? Is it the historical significance behind it? Talk to me a little bit about what some of the people have been commenting about.
I would say 99% of the people who see it love it. I mostly oil-filled people. I do some caterings and barbecue events, and it's a lot in the oil field related, and everyone loves it. They come up and they want to take pictures with it. When I first painted it and I was driving it home from Dickinson, I was actually stopped 3 times by people along the highway and at the tea store when I was getting gas, and they wanted to take pictures with it. But it's been very positive. A lot of people seem to like it. The Facebook page gets a lot of good reviews on it and good positive feedback. There's always some negative that comes with that, and I guess I brought that on myself with picking that name, but, you know, it is what it is. It's been a really positive experience, though, so far.
Well, to me, the way that I look at it, and one of the reasons why I'm glad that you agreed to do this interview was because really the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Dapple Pipeline, really became a slice of American culture. It's not only North Dakota culture. It became a slice of American culture. Did you get involved with that? And we don't have to get political by any means, but in my opinion, can become kind of a little bit of a circus act, you know? I mean, if I was, you know, like Ron Ness or somebody in the Petroleum Council, I'd want you at my barbecue making hot dogs for everybody. I'd advertise that, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline smoker is going to be making our burgers today. People would come. People are taking photographs and that sort of thing. But did you get involved with it in any way?
I just mostly went to work and did my job. I kind of paid attention to what was going on with all the protests and whatnot, and there were so many lies and false accusations and false reports going around that pretty soon you just couldn't even pay attention to social media, because it's kind of like the mainstream media. You don't know what to believe anymore. I have friends that live down there and everything, and after what I heard they were going through, and they live, I think, 6 miles away from where the main protest camp was. And after they told me what they were going through and what they were dealing with with the protesters and everything, it got way out of hand too early, and I just kind of kept to my own on it. But it wasn't a good protest.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Kershisnik, owner of Dapple Barbecue, or to listen to other Labor Day barbecue specials, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm addicted to peace, and you're addicted to war. Trying to figure out what side I'm on and what I'm fighting for.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Circle, circle.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
So the new album be available right when school gets back in session, mm-hmm. type of a thing. Good time for that. And it's freerockandrollmusic.com, and that's free rock n roll, not and, yep. but nroll.com. And you can just download the music there, and mm-hmm. It's free. Obviously, it's in the name. But you guys have a song off the new album yet, or is that...
Big Bad World is the name of the album.
Sure. Is that kind of the one?
That is the title.
Wow, we're getting like the title. Is this like a world premiere?
This, well, on radio, yes.
So, Tom and I spent the whole day drinking, writing this song, and then we ended the day eating Chinese on a blanket.
So this is Big Bad World with Tom Peckscamp and Charlie Young from the Moody River Band. New album coming up.
I was raised in a mouth full of soap, a wooden spoon and a 2-foot rope, and I know right from wrong. And I carried my brother and my sister through a prairie twister singing to my mother's songs. And it's a big bad world howling at your door. And it's time to let them in. It's a big bad world howling at your door. And it's time to let them in. Well, I learned my ABCs from the birds and the bees. Was taught love from a summer breeze. And I've always been held tight, always been kept warm. I got the shelter for getting ready for the storm. And it's a big bad world howling at your door. Then it's time to let them in. It's a big bad world. knocking at your door. Then it's time, time to let them in. Now I'm spitting dirt and I'm eating flies, looking at the world with open eyes, staring through the clouds into blue sky, finding the truth in the lies. It's a big bad world hollering at your door. Then it's time, let 'em in. And it's a big bad world hollering at your door. And it's time, time, time to let 'em in. And it's a big bad world hollering at your door. And it's time.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time, some solid ground, clean this damn life up and turn it all around.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. As we continue our special feature and salute to the barbecue industry this Labor Day weekend, we talk with Josh Franklin, cooking for St. Alexis.
Back to the ways of John and Jude.
So what's your name and who are you cooking for?
I'm Josh Franken and I'm cooking for St. Alexis Hospital.
What are you cooking today?
I'm cooking pork. I've got one tri-tip in there, but I've been doing pork for about 14 hours right now.
So describe that 14-hour process. Is there a marinade, an injection, a rub?
I bought locally here at the Worst Shop and, you know, the great, great people to work with there. And brought the stuff home, I rubbed it all down, let it sit for about a half an hour, put it into my smoker last night at 200 degrees, let it smoke for 2 hours, pull it off of the smoker, put them into roasting pans, let them roast for 10 hours, pull them back off, shred them up, put them back into the smoker, and let them smoke now for about another 3.5-4 hours.
So you almost got a full day into each one of these pieces of pork that people are eating, huh?
It's a labor of love, absolutely.
You can taste the love, that's right. It looks like you guys got some tortillas.
Yes, we do. We're kind of doing a mixture here. We've got a salsa marinade that we're putting on top of it. We've got a corn and a flour shell over here on the side that we're putting into them. We've got some different flavors, barbecue sauces that we're using. So kind of doing the tango two-step in people's mouths now right now.
Where are you from?
I'm right here in Dickinson, South Park.
How about the your background?
Actually, I used to run a catering business back in Oregon before we moved up here. But my wife here works for the hospital, and I've cooked for a bunch of different folks around for the hospital, different functions, you know, marathon, for tailgating parties. And, you know, when they wanted to do pork, you know, it's my way of helping out with the community, helping out with the hospital. They do a phenomenal job to me, and I want to just kind of help them back. So they asked me if I wouldn't mind doing it, and absolutely not a problem.
tips for somebody, without giving away your trade secrets, tips for somebody who's an aspiring pit master of any age?
Some of how I learned was actually a bunch of people would come over to my house. I used to be a police officer, and a bunch of people would come over to the house and loved my food, and eventually I just kind of picked it up, moved slowly through it, bought things. Now, for somebody who's getting into it, my advice is be patient, slow and low. It definitely is the secret to all kinds of meats. Be patient, no peeking. If you're poking in on the meat, you're not smoking on the meat. So really, really be patient that way. And be creative, you know. Travel outside of your norm. Explore with different things, but stick with things that do work for you. Cook for what you want, you know, how your taste buds are, and people will come.
Do you get into the different hickory chips or apple, pecan, or anything like that?
Yeah, today I'm actually did a mixture of between pecan and hickory. So just kind of hitting it with two different types of woods. Keep it at low. I try not to breach anything above 200 degrees. You know, as we're doing our pork, it'll dry it out. Make sure that you really keep things moist in there. I got a water pan in there to kind of keep the steam going inside of the meat to keep it tender. I would encourage people to maybe spray the meat periodically. You can use a butter rub or a cider or apple juice is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
For marinades, you know, explore around. Anything poultry, use a sweeter kind of wood, cherry wood, apple wood, that kind of thing, pecan. Anything for harder meats like beef, tri-tips, briskets, use a hickory or a mesquite.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
To listen to the full-length interview with Josh Franklin, cooking for St. Alexis, or to listen to other Labor Day barbecue specials, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Up next in our Labor Day barbecue special, Nathan Burgess, cooking for the Marriott.
Give me your name, company, and what you're cooking today.
Well, I'm Nathan Burgess, and my wife is the sales manager for Temple Suites by Marriott. It's a new hotel in Dickinson.
Well, you're not employed by them. You're a ringer?
I'm just a drafted, yes.
So what are we cooking today?
Well, we did two things. I did the pulled pork, and the manager did a pulled chicken.
And give us a little bit of an overview of how you went about doing it, the preparation, the time, the temperature.
Working out all week, you know, did a nice overnight brine with vinegar, salt, stuff basic. Then, you know, did the standard rub, then let it go about 12 hours in the smoker.
Did you rub and then marinate it, or put it in right after the rub?
I rubbed and put it in the fire, but I brined it for overnight, for 24 hours.
How long have you been cooking?
Oh, you know, 20 years.
Okay. What kind of advice would you give somebody who is a young aspiring or an old aspiring pitmaster?
Don't do 100 pounds. Keep it to like 10 and focus on it.
Time or temperature, what's more important, or do you need both?
Need a little bit of both. Plenty of smoke, so you got plenty of flavor and a good... And then you can go a little slow, a little cooler, a little longer.
Do any side dishes?
I didn't. I only had time for the pork, because we did about 150, which is about... I did about 10 pork butts.
How about when it comes to, are you using any hickory, mesquite, applewood, charcoal?
I used apple out of my yard, so homegrown.
That makes it a little more personal.
Yeah, and then, you know, just standard charcoal, so.
All right, any final tips or recipes or, you know, outside of what you're doing here, like what's your favorite thing?
Oh, geez, I don't even know. You know, I love a pork butt. I love to do game, especially in fish, same way. It's a good way to keep it tender and moist for when you've had a deer or antelope or something. It's a great way to cook it up.
You ever barbecue pheasant?
Oh, yeah. Pheasant's great that way, too.
Anything there?
Like I said, a good thing with pheasant or even venison is do a milk-based marinade. Use like a dry milk and then just hydrate it, add all your spices that you like, garlic, onion, salt, pepper, you know, any other spice you like. Let it sit for at least, 4 hours, then put on the grill.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nathan Burgess, cooking for the Marriott, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features or our special Labor Day barbecue, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd. I'll follow you, I think you know the way. If we were pigs, we'd be getting dirty.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that girl. Kind of like that, we're kind of like that.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, as we continue our salute to the Labor Day barbecue special, we talk with Kelly Braun, director for Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
Oh, Kelly Braun, Make-A-Wish, North Dakota.
Here at the Bakken Barbecue, and we just had a great announcement. Kind of, actually, several announcements happened tonight. Walk us through a little bit what just transpired.
Well, we had a couple things happen tonight. Matt Johnner is one of our Wish kids from Dickinson, North Dakota here, and he battled leukemia the third time, and on his third time, they did a new procedure. It's a CAR T-cell procedure, and he's actually leukemia-free, cancer-free for the first time in like 6 years. He's 100% cancer-free, and to be honest, it's such a new thing that's going on that Men's Health is doing an article on him, and they actually flew out a couple photographers from New York to Dickinson to take photos of him making a speech out here to thank the crowd.
You know, that was quite a celebration or performance that was put on. I mean, Men's Health was here, Theodore Roosevelt was here, Sacagawea was here. Explain those last two to the listening audience.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt and Sacagawea, the theory of our event tonight is superheroes, and they're kind of some of the heroes of North Dakota history. And we had a young girl from Golden Valley, Daveney. She wants to go visit the castles in Scotland, and in the process of finding out her wish, the person that she would like to go, or like to go back in history with to be would have been Sacagawea. And so Sacagawea actually came and presented Daveney with the wish that she's going to get to go to Scotland to visit the castles. And Theodore Roosevelt was here. He presented her a teddy bear. It was just amazing, emotional as you can get.
Yeah, there wasn't a dry eye in the house tonight. I mean, you could see the emotion and the look on those kids, especially, what was her name, Davina? No.
Daveney, it's a little different name, but yeah, Daveney, she, like I said, she's from Golden Valley, and she was flabbergasted. You could see she was not expecting that at all.
No, not at all. And so she's going to be going to, is it Scotland, was it, to go see some? And she got an iPad and just a number of different things. And this Bakken Barbecue, it was neat that the people actually got to see who the kids are and what the money's going to and what the wishes are going to. That didn't happen last year, did it?
No, the timing didn't work with us last year. This year we actually were able to bring four former Wish children, and then Daveney up on stage, and like I said, she found out she was going to get her wish tonight, and the people here got to see where their money is being spent on the kids, and you know, what a neat deal to be able to know that the kids that you're helping.
You know, I was a little bit shocked tonight because two of the kids, they look like seniors in high school, and of course, when you think of Make-A-Wish, you think of like kids maybe 10 and under, and going to Disney World, that sort of thing, but Alaska deep sea fishing, and how old, I guess, is the average kid? Is there something like that? Or
They're not really an age that's average. They have to be between 2.5 and 18 okay. to qualify for Make-A-Wish. And once they qualify, like Matt, we'll pick on him, the one that was going to get the Men's Health deal. He was 17 when he found out he had leukemia. He qualified for Make-A-Wish, but he couldn't quite beat that leukemia. Just didn't work out so well. And he wanted to go deep sea fishing with his dad, which takes some muscle dexterity and stuff. And so he was like 20 when he actually went on his wish. We had to wait until he got strong enough to do it. So
The other thing that caught my attention tonight was that Matt got up there on stage and gave a speech. And number two, these kids are really positive.
Oh, if all of us could be as positive as the children that are sick, it would be a much better world. You know, they just go through life and they battle it and they don't think twice. It's just like, we're going to beat it. This is part of every day. And the smiles and the hugs and the tears. And, you know, a lot of those four that came back, they come back every year and they support our event. They come here and support it. They stand up on stage so people can see who they're helping and who they've helped. And that's what's amazing. And they feel great about it.
You know, and here we are. We've got, I'm looking around. I see Whiting's and I see ConocoPhillips, MBI Energy. Yeah, great turnout for sponsors this year, despite the downturn, you know, in oil prices. We got a perfect evening. It's probably 75 degrees still as we're winding down, you know, close to 8, 9 o'clock at night. The moon is about 90% full for just enough reason to act crazy tonight. You know, not fully crazy, but just enough to act crazy. And we got the band now, Blue Ribbon Band, up there playing. Can you remember a night that was just so perfect for such an event?
Not in a long time, Jason. You and I did an interview last year, and it was just a little different than this one. We were hoping it would be a total 180, and I'd have to say we're pretty much there.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kelly Braun, director for Make-A-Wish North Dakota, or to listen to other barbecue special features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. With the moonlight shining on my walk home, I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. Walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh my God, stops when I go.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Jack, be quick, Jack, gonna jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.